Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 76 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Well, this was a historic 2017 French Open. Congratulations to Yelena Ostapenko for winning her first Grand Slam title and Rafael Nadal for winning his 10th French Open crown and becoming the first player to win a major 10 times. Now, Martina Navratilova had won Wimbledon 9 times, and a quick footnote, Margaret Court has 11 Australian Open titles, but 7 of those came when the Australian Open was an amateur event and many of the top players routinely did not make the trip to Australia. For Ostapenko, who celebrated her 20th birthday just 2 days prior to the final, it was also the first tournament win of her career. Ranked just inside the top 50 at the start of the French Open, Ostapenko will climb to number 12 in the world next week. She is the first unseeded player to win the French Open and the first unseeded player to win a Grand Slam since Kim Clijsters did it at the 2009 US Open. Ostapenko put on a dizzying display of high-risk, high-reward tennis throughout the tournament, continuing to aggressively go for shots regardless of the situation. In the final against Halep, Ostapenko hit a lot of winners early on, but also made many untimely, unforced errors. Down a set and love three in the second set, she stayed aggressive and kept going for her shots. Ostapenko also trailed in the final set, down a break at 1-3, but just simply kept firing away. She finished the match with 54 winners and 54 unforced errors. Now for Halep, it was a golden opportunity missed to capture her first Grand Slam singles title. In a slam that had no Serena, Sharapova, or Azarenka, along with many of the top seeds making early exits, you have to wonder how many more chances Halep will have to get this close again to winning her first major. But on the positive side, Halep played well throughout the fortnight. She battled hard and displayed the kind of top form we have not seen from her consistently in some time. Despite the disappointment for Halep, the takeaway is she's healthy and playing some great tennis. Now, when Halep is healthy, she is one of the best movers and athletes on the women's tour. Hopefully, she can carry this top form over to the upcoming grass and hardcourt tournaments later this summer and fall. Now, there were other positive takeaways from the women's side of the tournament. Of course, it was great to see Petra Kvitova back on tour for the first time since that horrific incident in December where her dominant hand was seriously injured. Kvitova won her opening round match and will undoubtedly continue to knock the rust off of her game over the next few weeks. Also, world number 3 Karolina Pliskova displayed a surprisingly formidable game on clay. In my view, clay is not a favorable surface for the tall 6'1" player who hits the ball relatively flat and is not one of the quicker players on tour. Pliskova reached the semifinals where she fell to Halep in 3 hard-fought sets, but so well done by Pliskova. You know, for the women's tour, which has been very unpredictable over the past couple of years, it will have Azarenka back in competitive action later this month. Kvitova, as I mentioned earlier, is back on tour, as is Maria Sharapova, although she's currently sidelined with an injury. Hopefully, we'll start to see someone step up and grab the opportunity to be in title contention week in and week out. Now, whether that weekly conversation includes newly crowned French Open champion Ostapenko or familiar names like Halep, Pliskova, and Svitolina remains to be seen. So stay tuned. On the men's side, well, what can be said about Nadal that hasn't already been said? Now, Nadal crushed Wawrinka in straight sets, surrendering only 6 games in the 2-hour final. Nadal now has 10 French Open titles and 15 Grand Slam singles titles overall, 3 behind Federer. The King of Clay certainly made the most of his clay court season this year, collecting titles in Monte Carlo, Barcelona, Madrid, and now Roland Garros. Similar to Federer, Nadal is healthy and playing great tennis again. Now, to me, the biggest factor in Nadal's dominant performances on clay this spring has been his backhand. Now, I've talked about this in previous podcasts, so I won't do a complete rehash, but Nadal appears to be fully acclimated and very comfortable with his adjusted court position, a court position that we started seeing in early 2016 before injuries prematurely ended his 2016 season. Now, while he is still positioned on his backhand side of the court looking to crack his big forehand, he is now a step or two closer to the center stripe and no longer camped out in his backhand corner. What this means is that Nadal's backhand will now get a greater workout than in years past when he was lightning quick and opponents had difficulty finding his backhand. Now, I know that much had been made of Nadal's improved serve and location of serves throughout the French Open. He hit his serves a little harder and changed up his usual pattern effectively. Certainly, that was a contributing factor. However, in my view, regardless of what Nadal does with his serve, it is not going to earn him that many more free points or put him in control early on in points to make that much of a difference. In my view, the swing factor was his backhand, which held up strong under the extra workload and pressure. On the slower clay surface, Nadal has a little bit more time to set up to hit his backhands. Now, it will be interesting to see how this plays out the rest of the year on the faster surfaces, grass, outdoor, and indoor hard courts. Players will continue to find his backhand and look to challenge Nadal to come up with the goods, particularly that backhand up the line. But heck, Wimbledon is a month away. Let's savor what we've just witnessed over the past 2 weeks. As a huge Nadal fan, I for one am glad to see him healthy and adding to his tally of major titles. The question of whether Nadal is, quote, back to being a favorite to win regardless of which Grand Slams, well, I think that remains to be seen. But wow, what a start to the first half of 2017, with Federer and Nadal capturing the first two majors of the year, and both players back to playing top-shelf tennis heading into Wimbledon and the hard court season in a few weeks. Now, if Murray and Djokovic can somehow regain their top form in the coming weeks and months, and Kyrgios, Thiem, and Zverev and other up-and-coming superstars continue their impressive progress up the ranks, we will be in for quite a treat in the back half of the 2017 season. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.